Hey guys, welcome back to the Roy City High School podcast presented by Chrome Squad. Today we're going to talk about mental health and how we've struggled this year, or maybe how we've gotten through it. So we're just going to go around and talk about some of the things that we've dealt with and how we've dealt with them, and maybe some new things that we've learned. So would anybody like to start?
Well, so I think just for everyone, like all around the board, just because of the pandemic this year and online school, it's really affected how everyone has learned and how we've interacted with people. And I think that like interaction with people through school is kind of essential, even though it's like easier to stay home and just do your work and, you know, live like kind of like a separate life. I think it's kind of important to have that interaction with people, and like, I don't know, I think it's really important for our mental health. And I think it's kind of taken a toll on me that I've just kind of like gotten more like secluded. So it's been nice for me being back at school, but I don't know. What about you guys?
I feel the same, like being secluded, because when you're doing online school, you're literally just sitting at your house, and the only like way of like talking to your friends is doing that like outside of school, and that's hard for a lot of people. Like, I know for me, it's just hard for me, because I sometimes you just don't want to put the effort into like going out of your way to like hang out with your friends and stuff, and a lot of people are busy, so that's been really hard for me personally. The way I got through this was I set some time aside to hang out with my friends and kind of have like personal time, I guess, and I also made like a better effort to reach out to my friends, and that helped me a lot personally. So
yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I read an article the other day, and it was like, because all of our lives just were on a screen, it was easy to overwork yourself, which I'm kind of already do. And so, like, you would just work, and then your entertainment was on screens, and so it was just constantly, you're at home, it just kind of never stops. And so making that effort to make time for myself and to, like, give myself the opportunity to give myself time and, like, away from screens and things was kind of essential for my mental health.
I've sort of been, you know, the same things happening to me, but I've also, like, whenever I was at home some days, it was just, like, the motivation to, like, actually do the work just, like, wasn't there.
Preach.
And so, that was a struggle with that, but you really just have to get in the right mindset, and you just have to, like, think how this is going to benefit you in the long run and stuff, and just try to force yourself to enjoy it, because that's... Yeah.
So true. Yeah.
I feel like my experience is like the total opposite of y'all's, which is probably good for this podcast to throw in a couple different things. I would say as much as the corona thing and the quarantine and everything has sucked, it also helped me grow as a person a lot, because especially last year, I was very not in a good place. And so then we went into quarantine, and it went down before it went up. But then when it went up, it started going better. And I think just being able to, like, one thing for me that stressed me out a lot was, like, feeling like I had to, like, I would, like, go to school and then I'd come home and my whole day was gone. So I think that one thing that did help me was that whenever I am at home and I get to do things, a lot of times when I'm at home, I can do all the work that I do in a whole day at school much quicker. So then I have more things to do. I also got a job, and I got a new dog, and just a lot of different other responsibilities now that I feel like I can put my time and effort towards more than I could before. But I will say that having the motivation is hard a lot. There are some days where I just will be like, okay, well, I'll do everything from today tomorrow. But then I get behind, and it's easy to get like that. But then I just, yeah, my mom keeps me on track a lot, which I'm really grateful for her. But I think that everybody's supposed to go back to school next week, unless you're all online. And so I'm still all online, and so we'll see how that goes, being like one of the few kids who don't go back to school. But I think for me, yeah, like the personal interaction is definitely weird, but because I have a job now, and because I have lots of friends and things like that, I think it's easy to still get that that interaction and that social stuff out of the way. Oh, also, one thing I know that Shelby can also relate to. Through this entire process, I have gotten so into music and been listening to music all the time. I listen to music all day long, and I feel like that has so helped me, like, get through so much stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like also, kind of going off what you said, in quarantine, I also had a lot of, like, self-discovery, and I think that was good and stuff. Because last year, I feel like you kind of just going through with your life.
Yeah.
And I think quarantine was a good thing to just, like, gave me a new perspective about life and, like, things that I should do for myself and not to please everyone.
Definitely teaches you not to take things for granted and to, like, understand that we're not always going to have just the time to do whatever we want and everything. But I do definitely think quarantine definitely made me way more independent and taught me a lot about myself, which is something that I think was really important. And I'm definitely glad that it's over. Mm-hmm. Or not over, but getting back to normal. Yeah, it's not, yeah. Definitely not as insane as it was in the beginning.
And I think it was good because, like with the online school and everything, like, you have a really good balance, which kind of gives you that glimpse into, like, the college thing where you're more on your own, and it's, like, more of, like, you have to put forth the effort, and it's not, like, here is your structure and here is this. Like, it really makes you put in the effort, which I really like, too.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
I think sometimes, like, the high school vibe is just not for me, and I think that I'm really grateful that I have the ability to be able to kind of do things, like I said, at my own speed and hold myself accountable, because it definitely has taught me self-accountability, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing I think that we could touch on was, like, I definitely have had some anxiety throughout this whole process, but it's more under control now, and I know a lot of students and teachers probably have been struggling with that, just, like, not knowing what's coming next and the whole, like, there's just nothing is guaranteed, so been a little bit of a struggle with that, but.
So this year has obviously been pretty hard, but I think it's taught us all a lot of things that we can take with us and kind of learn from. I think quarantine was a good pause for us to kind of reevaluate and kind of set things back in order. So I think one thing that's really helped me is to focus on the positive, and I think that's good for everyone to try to do, because life can get hard, but if we don't focus on the positive and find that joy, then it's going to be hard to ever do that.
And make sure to do things you enjoy.
Another tip is, obviously there's a lot of schoolwork in this part of the year, but take some time for yourself. Don't stress too much about it, because that can be really harmful and damaging to your work ethic and your mind.
I would say my biggest tip and the thing that has helped me the most is to, like, remember that this is not normal for anyone, and so to not be too hard on yourself if you did get behind or whatever. I know for me, my grades got very bad at one point, which is not normal for me, and I struggle with it a lot, but just remember that nobody knows how to get through this, so you're doing the best you can to keep your head up, and
yeah. You got this.
For sure.
We believe in every single one of you.
Mm-hmm. We do. You know, try your best. That's all you can do is try your best. Give it your best effort and make sure you keep your head up. And, take care of yourself.
Have a good rest of the year.
For sure, yeah. We'll definitely have more podcasts for y'all coming up before the end of the year is over. Thank you so much for listening. And if you are a teacher, make sure you listen to our podcast, The 90s, that we are going to start back releasing every week. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening, and bye.
Bye. Bye.